trainer Angela Brakey. They say the first ones are hardest to get, and this was well, not a long time coming, but you've had a fair few starters, and it's good to finally break the duck.
It is. Well, Neil's had probably 8 or 10 starts this prep, and I was going to tip him out, so I thought I'd give him one more run. And, I think the mile's his distance, so I'm very happy with his performance today.
How long have you had your trainer's license?
Must only be about 3 months.
Now, you've got a fair few horses. You've had a lot of success, especially with the with Dave and Scott Brunt in that team. What was the decision to go out on your own?
Actually, Scott and David encouraged me a lot, particularly Scott. And they were very, very helpful, and, you know, they encouraged me a lot. And I guess, you know, we had a lot of horses. I'd started pre-training them, and I thought, oh, well, I'll just have a play around. And, I mean, I just love it. I ride most of my horses, and sort of know where they're at, and yeah, no, it's great.
It is a bonus when you do ride them in track work, you get a better indication of exactly how they're going.
Yes, I like to know, and I get a bit nervous if I haven't been on a horse and it's going to run, because I'm not that sure, because most of my feel comes from actually riding them.
Okay, the training caper, you're enjoying it, obviously.
Yes, yeah, no, I love it.
There's longevity there, you're going to really give it a go?
Oh, I hope so.
All right, how many have you got in work?
I've got about 8 in work.
Yeah. All right, is it an owner-trainer licence or a public licence?
Owner-trainer.
Okay, so you've got 8 in work. All right, what have we got to look forward to for the carnival? Let's talk about, you know,
I've just got one in this next race.
Okay, all right, well, all the best, and maybe I'll talk to you again.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
I can't take you for a drink, so later.
No.